US 281 in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Ascent Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, you don't have to hide. If you have my friends, then you have my ride.
All hail.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
You know, we played that Obama national anthem just moments ago, and that's part and parcel to what the Obama's ilk are doing to President Trump in New York right now.
Pretty much.
With the kangaroo court of sorts, and it's just unreal. There's countries, banana republics, socialist, communist countries that wish they could do it as well as the Democrats are doing in the United States.
Pretty much.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHNA 99.5 FM and online Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. Our David Adams is here. And how are you doing on this fine gray day?
Kind of gray.
Very gray.
Very gray. Actually, it's kind of interesting to look outside. It's a little light here, and then you look up and you see the clouds, and they're dark gray.
Yeah.
Also, your window is coming apart.
I see that. 2 weeks of, the screen's coming out. 2 weeks of gray with a half a day here and there of some sunshine. The big common denominator has been the wind.
So this is what they meant by 50 shades of gray?
I think so. That's a good point. Right now, the lovely South Dakota native Tommy Lahren has Fox News commentary.
Fox News commentary.
Dave & Buster's is bringing gambling to its arcade games. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Sports betting is really hot right now, and Dave & Buster's is getting in on that action. The arcade slash sports bar slash restaurant chain partnered with a game software brand and will soon allow guests to place bets through its app on games like Skee Ball, Papa Shot, and more. Arcade users in all 223 locations will soon be able to compete against one another and earn rewards and exclusive perks in the process. Now, some critics of this feature say it will only entice young people to develop unhealthy gambling habits or exacerbate the temptation for those who already have a gambling problem, and that might be true. But there is no doubt Dave & Buster's is seeing the dollar signs and the undeniable pull of the multi-billion dollar sports betting industry. Folks, this trend isn't going away, and it's business savvy for Dave & Buster's to get in on that action. Interactivity is the wave of the future, and it'll certainly make arcade night more fun. I'm Tommy Lair.
1 minute. The Mix, 1470, KHND.
Ten 29, we are back. Program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Boy, it's really getting dark out there again.
I know.
Let me look at the...
Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, look at the radar again. And, yeah, there's some heavier rain.
Thank you very much.
Between Velva and Belfort and up by Karlsruhe, but not so much here.
But there was... This just moved a little bit here, but it was really dark right over the buildings on the other side of the street here just about 5 minutes ago.
On the... regional radar, nationwide radar, this storm, this wraparound moisture, if you look at it, it all starts just south of Memphis, Tennessee, through Nashville, Indianapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee, Duluth, Minnesota, into northern North Dakota, southwest Manitoba, southeastern Saskatchewan, then comes right back down into Montana. Area low pressure is right on the North Dakota-South Dakota border right now.
Lots of moisture, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's, it says spring.
Yeah,
it's better that it could be worse. A few months ago, if they did this, it would be all snow.
Yeah, no doubt. That would have been something. 10:30, Bob Wheeler coming up after news and weather, which is moments away. As the kangaroo, we mentioned the kangaroo trial of President Trump rolls on in D.C. Now the judge, well, he put himself in a bad position. Trump has a gag order. He doesn't adhere to it. I'll consider jail time. Mm-hmm. President Trump comes out and said, hey, gonna put me in jail? Do it, he said. He says he'll go to jail for the sake of freedom, for free speech.
Yep, that's right. You're not going to Buffalo this dude. These Democrats have not figured this out yet. You are not going to get the best of him. You're not going to Buffalo him. That stuff does not bother him.
The rhinos and the liberals are in over their heads on this, and they have jumped the shark over and over and over.
In fact, they jumped the shark. The shark's actually left the tank.
Mm-hmm. And if President Trump does end up, they put him in jail, the nominee or the presidency for the election.
Just hand it over to him. Don't even bother with the election.
It's done.
Well, here's the thing. Can you imagine the logistics problem would cause? Now, I know it's just a contempt of court thing. I understand that, and that can happen in a thing. But this gag order was just stupidity. From the beginning, the judge should have known better.
Election interference.
Exactly. Now, let's assume for just a second that he puts Trump in jail. He's got to have Secret Service with him. Yeah, so they can put them in jail, too? Or do they stand on the other side of the bars? They can't do that. They can't do that. They have to be where they can get at the president. They have no idea what can of worms are opening. And they don't care. All I want to do is make sure Trump can't win the presidency.
Listener just shot a message and said if President Trump ends up in jail, there will be civil war.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Now, in the meantime, you got old Biden out there who can barely string a couple sentences together. And, you know, this entourage has to be walking with him so he doesn't look like he's shuffling when he walks.
Or get lost. It's a long way from the front lawn of the White House into the helicopter area. So, I mean, it might be 20 feet.
Here's a clip. Biden heavily slurs as he presents the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army. So listen to this clip. This is the first time I've heard it now. Let's play it.
We're also joined by Army's football's biggest fans, Bill and Steve of the radio show Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff.
A lot of slurring going on there. And, yeah, what they're doing, our enemies are just, we've been saying this for 3 years, but now, it's to the point now they know it's very serious that President Trump very likely will be back in the White House, and they got to do what they got to do.
Fast.
There's huge concern about China and Russia mm-hmm. forming a huge ally
mm-hmm.
or forming a huge, you know.
They're kind of they're the bad actors that are going to try something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about, you know, what's going to be up the big thing here, you know, for the election. One of the first things we see this last month is the rise of anti-Semitism. Yeah, on the college campuses. And then we find out that money that's paying a lot of these people are paid. They're not college students. And they're getting paid from different accounts in Soros and Democrats.
Well, just big donors. Like Dakota Access Pipeline debacle in North Dakota a few years ago.
Yes.
Same thing.
Pretty much the same thing, yeah.
News and weather coming up. Bob Wheeler from Pick City, the program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
For by the candidates.
In the Mix, 1470 KHND. Proud to be American.
Hey, we're back. It's 10:41. Not the song I thought it was, but...
Yeah. Not sure what that is.
It's Winger.
Oh, I know that one.
Blew the headset off.
Yeah, that just... I'm awake now. Thank you.
Hey, we got our good friend. And Bob Wheeler from Pick City on the line. How you doing, Bob Wheeler?
Well, I'm good. I'm marking my safe from the celebrity roast of the cheating quarterback Tom Brady last night.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like that's all that was on social media this morning. Everywhere I turned was the celebrity roast of the underinflated balls. I'm good. How are you guys?
Soggy, wet, but that's okay. We needed the moisture. Yeah. Now it's time for sunshine, you know?
Good for you guys. Glad you're right. We had, you know, some drizzle here and there, but it's, you know, we didn't get what even some of my neighbors are saying, you know, and that's okay. We're wetting up. We're doing all right.
Yeah, so. It's spotty, but that's all right. It's going to continue for a few more days. Everybody should get something.
Well, we've got to remember to go back to that fog that we had this year. You know, that just about pays off every time.
It does.
You know, my dad's a big proponent of that over there in Elizabeth, North Dakota. You know, everybody was talking it was going to dry up, and he's like, guys, you're forgetting about the fog. You're forgetting about the fog. And then they just got 3.5 inches in 3 days or whatever mm-hmm. that was. Mm-hmm. You know, and he says it goes right back to the fog, you know, and he writes that down. And I think, you know, he's right. We didn't have the actual fog that they had, but, you know, it varies so much from where my house is at just up to the highway as to where the fog gets. So I think we're running right on track, and I think we've got another couple, 2-3 possibilities of some moisture yet this spring. So having a spring for once, you know, not going straight into 90-degree weather for summer here in April, May. So
That would be nice. That really would be nice for a change.
Well, and I growing up, springs were wet. Now, mm-hmm. they weren't great cold necessarily unless you had, you know, a chilly day because it had rain, but we'd rain. Then we at least got sunshine for a day, then you got rain again. It's just that's the way it was. Then all of a sudden we hit this time of period where, you have a rain now that you won't have one for 3-4 weeks. What? So I don't know what Mother Nature's pulling on us, but
I grew up in the drought, you know, in the '80s in southeastern Montana, where it rained in 1979 and then didn't rain again until 1989.
Yeah.
You know, and that's pretty much what it felt like for a lot of us.
Oh yeah.
With the wildfires and with no grass, and you know, the only thing we hated about going to my grandparents' place in southeastern North Dakota was the wood tick. We didn't know what a wood tick was until we went back to. You know, you come back into that dry country, and that was a blessing. We didn't have to deal with the wood ticks. That was just one of those deals. We dealt with rattlesnakes and sagebrush and other things, but we didn't have them damn wood ticks all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was still just enough moisture over there.
Well, it's a little easier to see a rattlesnake than there's a wood tick. So I don't like rattlesnakes, but I don't worry about them because I can hear them or see them. Generally, right?
Yep. I hate wood ticks worse than rattlesnakes.
I could see because all of a sudden you're sitting there and you feel like there's something crawling on your back.
They've been out for about a week or two now already. So.
I've been pulling ticks for a month.
Really?
It's great. Yeah, we've been pulling ticks. And, of course, there's two dogs that run outside and back and forth. And,
oh, yeah.
And I've had the medication on them for a week, and I don't like that. I usually like the ingestible.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have appointments, this, that, and the other thing. And then everybody's busy, you know. So we put the pour on them, and it helps. I mean, it does. We're limiting their time outside. Mm-hmm. With this moisture, I'd like to spray my yard for the wood ticks, but I'm not going to do it where it keeps continuing to wash it off.
Sure.
You know, so, but yeah, no, we've had, and I even saw somebody, you know, this has been a month and a half ago or longer, that said they'd found their first tick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of that snow had disappeared. It warmed up just a little bit. And them damn critters, I mean, we send them to hell once or twice a year, but they having to go to hell, they come back.
They're very resilient, yes.
Yeah, they are.
Let's go play with those humans over there. Let's go play with those humans over there.
What are you following on the news this week? What's grabbing your interest?
Well, it's, you know, I'm almost hoping they put Donald Trump in jail. I think
that'll
just make more of an entertaining deal. You know, I'm watching my friends who are still confused. Maybe they feel like there's no options, but they're having, you know, these yard signs for politicians, and they're doing their two local people they're liking or what have you, and then they're picking up a yard sign for Kelly Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still surprised that anybody doing, you know, picking some of these candidates that all we do is pick on them for a couple of years. You know, I'm seeing nobody challenging Kevin Cramer this year, and that's breaking my heart. And I'm watching, you know, Kristi Noem get herself buried.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the things that I don't care about how she handled herself with these other things, but her true colors are coming in more and more with her politics and liking big business and the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was she really a candidate in the running for the vice presidency? I don't know. Does this change anything for Kristi Noem? With her coming out admitting to putting down her own dog, that doesn't make me hate the woman, not at all. I, you know, there's old school and things have to get done, and we handle things the way we handle them. You know, we just kind of try to watch it all and try not to cry too much, try to keep my blood pressure down, and then keep laughing about some of it. You know,
yeah, that's what, there you go.
You know, we've been visiting yesterday with Jeff Magrum, the Carbon Summit pipeline and all that nonsense, and the North Dakota PSC and their nonsense as well. It's just never ending, it seems like.
Well, you know, I see these advertisements for these organizations. They're, you know, veterans supporting Julie Federer. No, I'm a vet, guys. You're not asking me. I'm damn sure not supporting that woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they get a handful of veterans to support this group, and then they get a handful of farmers to support this individual, and they make it sound like that it's overwhelming support.
There's got to, you know, be some confused farmers and confused military people.
Maybe it's the Darker Future Alliance behind
that.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. That's my, I hope that there's a way to keep on top of that, because with what Brighter Future Alliance is doing, and I saw somebody line that out to where trying to figure out who's behind it, you know, and it used to be Shane Gill. He was a large portion of that. Then I found out that he sold that organization a year ago, his percentage, his earnings in there, to somebody else. And it goes to Pat Fink, and then it all goes right back to John Hovind.
Mm-hmm.
Brighter Future Alliance, who knows? It's just a joke. They should have shown their true colors with their first flyer that they put out against Rick Becker.
Yeah, no doubt.
As many people that we can educate that flyer was garbage should help us throughout the campaign season so that Rick will get a fair shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody needs to completely ignore Brighter Future Alliance, because it's nothing but lies, and it's nothing but garbage.
Well, you can't get, you will not see in the encyclopedia truth, a picture with the word truth on it, and then Pat Finken next to it. They won't be together.
Yeah, you, I bet you didn't know this, Bob Wheeler, but RDA has a little history way back when with Pat Finken.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was.
Do tell.
I don't want
friends for quite some time.
Well, no. After I built a radio station in Fargo, KRZ, when that was done, we were talking, my wife and I, and just adopted a kid, wanted to move back to Minot. And so I got a job offer from Pat Finken at K at 97. And I've never met a man who did not know what the truth was like that, in my humble opinion. It was, it was eye-opening. And then you have to throw writing in this mix, and it was a mess and a disaster.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, so...
And that was how many years ago?
Oh, centuries.
Yeah. it was K at 97, had him in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah, it was the 80s. New. It was, I think wow. It was 84, somewhere there.
I'll be darned. Well, nothing new, and he hasn't changed that.
No, not at all.
I don't know why they go so far, and especially when it's something so easy to disprove.
Mm-hmm.
Politics is politics, and we know that we want to fix that in this state and in this nation. And I don't mind some, I want good, solid competition,
mm-hmm.
okay? But when you do things the way they did with the blatant lies, mm-hmm. And they're not the first group that's done this. Good Lord, we know that. I mean, they used to buy votes for drinks back in the Old West, yep. right? It wasn't uncommon for that kind of thing to happen.
Well, Davy Crockett lost his seat because he wasn't paying enough money for votes.
There you go. Our constitutional republic has had issues forever, and that's fine. But we know that darker future aligns, we ought to tire and feather, brighter future aligns. We know that these individuals are not being truthful. What course of action do we have to stop them or to force them to be truthful? How to force them to put out a flyer twice as big as what they sent with a retraction? And clarify everything and make sure that it gets in the hands of every single individual that got the first ones. How do we do that? And it goes down to who you're electing, ladies and gentlemen. Point blank, it goes down to who you're electing that are going to get rid of the old BS laws that we've got in place and put in new things for our censure code to take care of our elections.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It's just another good reason to pay attention to who you're voting for.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. It's huge. It really is.
Well, I think one thing...
Realistically, District 14, where you guys are at, yep. you guys have got great, great opportunity up there.
Big opportunity.
Absolutely a great opportunity with three candidates up there from what I can see, that you're going to do it. And in District 8's got a good opportunity. Mm-hmm. A lot of these districts have a chance to put in these people this year. But are they paying attention? Are they going to get distracted, because we're not even close to the time yet where they're going to start flying with more and more from darker future lines and all these other packs. What's Doug Burgum's pack doing right now? What kind of junk is it spewing out there? But you guys, there's an opportunity to put those people in there, and this is a subject that they need to be handed by one of you guys, whoever you are up there, that remind your candidates that this is something they need to be looking for in the future that they need to change.
Yep. Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's, big change on the horizon, and if that change happens, we need the new ones that come in need to, hold their feet to the fire, so to speak.
Yeah, you can't just elect somebody and walk away, and that's what we've done here in North Dakota for way too many years. You elect them and then walk away.
I think they still walked away when we got into good people last election. Okay, I think we did walk away again because, I see some of these people that are running for their second term or what have you that I wouldn't vote for again if mm-hmm. they were in my district.
Mm-hmm.
They were put into office with the Patriots, with the people, and they made some promises, but they didn't. They decided to only support a certain part of the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's one individual out there that did a lot of the right things financially and a lot of the right things when it comes to gun rights and things like that, right?
Right.
But they also voted extremely liberal on social issues. That's not what the platform does.
Mm-hmm.
So those individuals that are not going to toe the road, they need to be, I wouldn't be voting for them this year. I'd be very disappointed in my district for having, a couple of individuals back in there. If you can't vote at this day and age right now, I want you voting 75-85% with me, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need them instead of, the Reagan saying, 80%, what Ronald Reagan said, then you're my friend. I really, truly think for the time being, you got to be looking at 90-95% got to be upholding the party platform. You got to be 100% standing and defending that Constitution, whether it be the federal and the state or other state. You've got to be that 90-95% for me to be happy right now.
No doubt.
You know, because them 75 and 80 percenters are doing a lot of damage.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, how about Representative Jason Doctor involved in that building debacle thing with the with the Attorney General's office under Wayne Stengem's tutelage? And he was in a jury on Friday, convicted him of a misdemeanor. That's only a misdemeanor. That's just barely a slap on the fingers.
Well, you know, I don't have all the information on that. I'm not a fan of Jason Doctor. Okay, I mean, most of us on the conservative side aren't. Mm-hmm. He's not the only one that's been using his position to better himself than Bismarck. He's part of that Bismarck mafia.
Yep.
Okay. What should happen with Jason right now? Well, I think he should be resigning. Mm-hmm. But there's some people who are saying, well, that's not fair. He's got a chance to appeal and all that stuff. Okay, so maybe they're right. Maybe he does have a chance to appeal. We should let the justice system work.
Well, they didn't let the justice system work for our good friend in Dickinson.
Well, this is where we're going to. This is mm-hmm. you know,
it's
good for the goose, it's good for the gander, right? Mm-hmm. So let's get the pitchforks out and the lanterns and the tar and feathers and bye-bye Jason Doctor. Mm-hmm. You cannot, you've been convicted in a court of law of a misdemeanor that makes you guilty of using your position for financial gain. Your ass is gone.
Shouldn't
get out of here.
Well, had that been
okay, the conservative in me, the true blue, red, white, and blue, God-fearing, gun-loving, flag-waving conservative, says, well, that man deserves his time in court, mm-hmm. and he deserves his appeal. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for me to go against it even after what they've done to everybody else in the state. You know, Jason does deserve his time in court. You have an appeal.
But it's so hard to keep that kind of a thought process in your mind when they know they're not going to do that for somebody else.
Like,
that's the problem. It's selective justice.
You know, had this been Luke Simons in the same position, oh, he'd been off in jail already, huh?
Well, you know, Kirsten Baszler is another one we go back to with her DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I never condemn the woman for her issues. Mm-hmm. But she's in a position where she's influencing children and being part of the education of children. That should be and should have been handled differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think 3 DUIs and spousal abuse, all this other good stuff, right? Everybody makes mistakes. God knows I've made big enough ones in my life. People make mistakes. But if we're going to have our justice system be our justice system, it's got to be justice for all. And it's got to be equal across the board.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be something that the Uniparty doesn't understand or doesn't want to understand.
They don't care. That Lady Liberty has nothing to do with this and the mm-hmm. justice and weights and measures. None of that's ever going to balance out again, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, that justice is blind. You know, I guess my image is the scale with blind. You know, that's never going to be that where we are no longer innocent until proven guilty because we have such corrupt media.
Yep.
When you have a Rob Port out there doing his thing and you have, you know, anything bought and paid for in Bismarck and Fargo mm-hmm. and nationwide with whether it's Fox or ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, justice is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Justice is dead.
Not good.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's 10:58. Quickly here, what's your thoughts on Steve Bakken and this recreational marijuana thing he's pushing?
You know, you could ask me this question, let's say even 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a fan of marijuana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer was this. Why not just continue to get it from your local dealer and support their pocketbook instead of having the government involved letting them screw it all up? But in the day of fentanyl and all this crap getting worse and worse and worse, okay, if I'm going to speak to you as a true constitutional conservative, it's time to legalize it and get it done. But you have to get it legalized at the federal level.
That's the whole. That's the fly in the ointment.
Get it legalized at the federal level.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of you know, it's not my place to tell you what you can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a constitution. We have a justice system that's supposed to work to keep everybody else safe.
Yep.
I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home. I don't care who you sleep with in the privacy of your own home. As long as you're a consenting adult at the age of 18, I don't care if you do crank in your own home. As long as you're not doing that next to the schoolyard and affecting my children, mm-hmm. do whatever you want to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so it some people are going to take offense to that. But, you know, I am who I am. I have really grown in the last years as far as that goes. To call myself a constitutional conservative for all these years, yet I really wanted to stop people from making their own decisions.
Yep.
And
I hear you.
I can't do that anymore. I will back, as much as some people are going to hate me for this, I will back recreational marijuana mm-hmm. in the state. But I want the federal government to do the same.
Yep.
Yeah, they can do all they want, but yeah, it's still illegal on the federal end, so yeah.
I'd still rather see you keep your local good buddy Keeler happy, but watch out for that.
All right, crap
that gets in there, guys.
All right, 11 o'clock. I wish we had more time, Bob Wheeler, but that's it for this week. We'll do it again mm-hmm. next week.
Yeah.
Podcast coming out later today. If you want to re-listen to it, you certainly can. Just be watching on the iHeart. That's where I like to get it from, the iHeart app. Works quite well.
There you go. Thanks again, guys. Always a blast.
Yeah,
hey, take
too.
Care, my friend.
Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Bob Wheeler from Pick City. News and weather coming up. We have Michael Coachman after the news and weather updates, as well as Fox Business News. Cloudy, got some light sprinkles out there. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the window outside. And, yeah, 5,200 so far. 5,300 snow. 52 since yesterday. And we'll get the Fox News in just a moment. Program powered by Bissett Motors. Good friends at Bissett Motors, south of the overpass on US 281 in Carrington.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bissett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on high country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Comes crashing down and it hurts inside. You gotta tell
we the people. Let's go, Brandon. We the people. Let's go, Brandon. We the people. Let's go, Brandon. We the people.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online.
I can hear it already.
Yes, yeah.
Can't you hear that coming over the hill?
Johnny Cash?
No. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Oh, that, yeah. Can you imagine Johnny Cash doing kung fu fighting? That would have been something.
Yeah, that would have been, yeah.
Yeah, that boy, was no Cash was coming over the hill.
Yeah.
How you doing there, Michael Coachman?
No Cash.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Everybody was kung fu fighting, yeah. Yeah, we're just watching the rain.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, doing well. How about you? You guys are in the rain out there, right?
Oh, we're constantly getting rain. You know what? I think it's what it's doing is getting ready to put fresh water because we're going to drain the swamp. So we're going to do fresh water, get rid of all that stuff. Yeah. We're going to have fresh water fishing.
There's an alternative to draining that swamp, you know. We flood it, and they just kind of roll away with the flood.
No, it needs to be drained.
We need a whole couple fleets.
It needs to be drained.
A whole couple fleets of Roto-Rooter trucks in there and scour that thing right out, you know?
Yeah, or a turd burglar.
Or Mike Coachman, Mike Coachman for governor will drain it.
Yeah, there you go.
A turd burglar. Well, get him in there.
Yeah.
It will be drained. We will drain that swamp.
Well, we were talking with Bob Wheeler last hour about, in Bismarck and Friday, that Jason Doctor, Representative Jason Doctor, and that thing with the, that was the Wayne Stengem mess.
Yeah.
With that extra building, renting a building from Jason Doctor, who's on the legislature, and, come on, man. Don't these people realize how bad this really looks when they do this, or don't they just care anymore?
No,
they love the money so much they don't care.
You know, it's like a little kid looking at a piece of pie in the the window. You know, if I get this pie and take it behind a tree, mom or dad would never find out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. Because believe me, there's other stuff that's going on that I believe is worse than that. Mm-hmm. But people believe that they can get away with stuff because that's what they've been doing for such a long time.
Yep.
Think about it. A long time. So nothing is to them is unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But the Patriots are standing up. They're starting to say, you know what, we're getting tired of this. That's not where we want to see our money go, is to be wasted. You know, if I waste my money, that's one thing. You take my money and waste it. That's another thing.
Yep, yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Do you ever take somebody out and say, you know what, I'm going to treat you to dinner. And, you know, you have those one people that say, you know what, I'm going to get the cheap thing on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got those people who just got the prime rib and lobster menu attitude. And you're like, dude, I only got $40.
Yeah. Well, don't go to McDonald's, that's for sure.
Well, I wouldn't go to McDonald's anyway. You know, you have a hamburger that lasts as long as them. Sound like a politician.
Okay.
It's just too long. Another story.
Yeah. So many things going on. I don't know if you caught the show yesterday with Senator Magrum and the Carbon Summit Solutions debacle and the Public Service Commission and the hearings, and that fight just rolls on and on and on, the big land grab.
You know, there's a lot to that. I was talking to some individuals
mm-hmm.
who know laws and proceedings pretty much really good. And mm-hmm. You know when you have oil, like a pipeline going across your land?
Okay.
You know how they normally just say, okay, here's a set sum. Here's $5,000 to let us to put a pipeline on your land?
Mm-hmm.
And people do that?
Mm-hmm.
That is really wrong. Those individuals, if they really knew what was going on, they are supposed to charge that oil company per 1,000 gallons that come across through the pipe.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
So if these people who want to use this carbon solution and this stuff, you charge them per 1,000 cubic feet that come through your land, they will go broke.
Mm-hmm.
If they do that right, because that'll keep them from wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to do, because normally they pay truckers to haul it.
Mm-hmm.
But they doing this because they believe if they can convince people to just take a set sum instead of charging them mm-hmm. per cubic feet, they make out like a bandit. But if they charge them per volume, they lose out.
Sure.
That's why they're doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. There's always somebody out there trying to figure a way to short-circuit somebody.
Right. And the other thing is, it's a shame when our government is, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not saying I know everything, and I don't. Mm-hmm. My wife will contest to that.
And remind you of it every day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the eminent domain mm-hmm. is supposed to be first used by militaries, by the court of law, or for a city for during a wartime.
Mm-hmm.
Not for private companies for the benefit of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I believe they're doing is, we all probably know that they're, what they're doing is illegal. So why is our government pushing this? They forget our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because people's land is, freedom is always attached to the land, okay? That's one reason I will try to do everything I can to make sure that there's no property tax. I know people can go before that, but freedom is always attached to the land. If you could take the land, then you're not free.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, that is why when Lincoln said after the Civil War, to give 40 acres and a mule
that's right,
to every person to be killed, because that shows free. And at one time, if you had land, then you can vote.
Yep.
It's always have been that way. So what they're doing is taking our land away, which is taking our freedom away, which is taking our rights away. So
yeah, but what's really crazy, in the converse, we have these crazy Democrats and uniparty people, instead of, you know, having land, and because of land you can vote, you can have land, but we're going to bring other people from who aren't part of the country, they're illegal, bring them in and vote. See, so they're
Are
not...
Are you talking Democrats, rhinos?
All of those
Hooligan?
Guys. Yeah, the uniparty.
Well, you know, we yeah, and that is sad.
I know, it was just crazy,
you know?
but I had just thought about it when you brought up the fact that when you used to be back in those 1800s, you owned land, you could vote. Right?
That was up into the 1900s, too.
Oh, it was, okay. Well, I knew it would have to go somewhere in there, but then, now we've got it so that we have rights, but they can take away them because of property taxes, just take away your property and stuff, and then...
Yeah. See, that was it.
Yeah, it's just bad.
That wasn't always. There wasn't always property tax.
No, I know. I remember when the guys for property tax, it was a little different back in the 60s. The guy would come to our house, and he would sit down with my parents, and he would write everything down that we had in the house. And that's what we get taxed on.
Yes, yes. That's. I don't remember that because...
Yeah. You're too young.
Baby then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was just a teenager not paying attention.
I read about that in history books.
Oh yeah. I saw it in my front room as a teenager. So
I saw it on a black and white movie one time.
Yeah, you go the black and white movie. Are you sure it was moving pictures?
It was moving pictures. It was silent with the words come up on the silent thing.
Oh please, don't take my money.
Yes.
But now we have illegals coming. They want to bring illegals in here and let them vote and let people who aren't even part of the country vote. And they want to work in the big cities and everything. Just give these illegals. They have no right to get a vote.
What do you mean big cities? We're talking North Dakota, too.
Well, that's true. But unfortunately, when I think of North Dakota, I think of a lot of things I probably shouldn't have think.
Like, for instance...
Well, like, for instance, you know, we have the pendants in this particular order to vote somebody in and then let us know when he's dead and we'll vote somebody else later. And they will just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Now, I think I see that this last couple of years. I've seen break up. I've seen where we've got people who are standing up to become, representatives or senators in the state. Or maybe for the city council or mayor or whatever, we see people starting to stir, and I think that's good.
I think this year is going to be different on so many fronts. We're talking even from D.C. when I believe Trump will be in. Mm-hmm. I believe when here in North Dakota, when I will be in, and you're going to see a sigh of relief. You're going to see. Patriotism, you're going to see joy, you're going to see people's rights, you're going to hear, like I tell people, your voices need to be heard you're going to see more people get up and speak. And like I tell everybody, like at our meet and greet, I said, I know you're here for a reason, to at this meet and greet because you want to hear what I have to say, but I'm going to let you know now. I'm going to do what I can do, but prepare to meet those slots because I'm going to create a lot of vacancies.
Mm-hmm. 11:32, visiting with Michael Coachman. We'll come back and chat more. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Fox Business News and the Fox Business Network is next. Brought to you by Brad Oslager and Eric Dingy. They are your local New York Life Insurance Company agents in Harvey. In an unpredictable world, things can change. Changes present challenges we must all face at some time or another. And we all know that tomorrow holds no guarantees. Visit with Brad Oslager or Eric Tingey, your local New York Life Insurance Company agents, about how you can prepare for changes and challenges that may be in your future. Get a hold of Brad or Eric at 324-2737 or stop by their offices at 546 East Brewster Street. Right here in Harvey, they bring us Fox Business News.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed to narrowly higher. Walt Disney is weighing on the Dow. It's down 8%. Its earnings top forecasts, and there are signs of progress in its streaming operation. But Disney had a huge expense in the quarter for its India operation. Instacart shares are up 2% after it revealed a partnership with Uber Technologies to deliver to its restaurant customers through Uber Eats. The two companies see it as a way to compete with DoorDash. BP is cutting at least $2 billion in cost after a disappointing quarter. The stock is down more than 2%. Electric truck company Nikola shipped 40 vehicles powered by hydrogen fuel cells in the first quarter, but the stock is down nearly 10%. It lost more money than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
The elites want more control through digital currencies in a cashless society. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I believe gold is the answer to safeguard your wealth, especially if you own your gold inside of a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to the number 989898 to claim your free info kit today.
The data rates may apply.
11:34, the weather guests on a Tuesday this time around, presented to you by our friends at the First State Bank of Harvey and Anabus, member FDIC. That's the First State Bank.
Everyone that makes a living making things grow knows that having an ag lender that knows their business is an important part of making a farm operation successful in today's economy. When it comes to agriculture, you can bank on our experience. Our ag lenders know agriculture. Stop in and see us next time you need an ag loan. First State Bank of Harvey, member FDIC. Hometown people, hometown spirit.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer is off for the week. We have Hunter Binstock filling in. Hey, Hunter, what's happening?
From the KX Storm Team, I'm Hunter Binstock. Starting off today's weather, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 57 and a breezy east wind around 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusts as high as 35. And tonight, isolated showers before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 43, an east wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 25. Wednesday looks like another chance at showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 61 and a northeast wind around 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 68. And a north wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 20. Friday, slight chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 65, and a breezy northwest wind around 20 miles per hour, gusts as high as 35. Saturday is mostly sunny with a high near 70 and a northwest wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 20. Sunday is mostly sunny with a high near 70 and a northwest wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. With your latest forecast, The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Bismarck GR Level 3 weather radar showing those scattered showers in the south central, a little more organized here in the central, and a little heavier rain around Glenburn, some yellow on the radar heading towards Kenmare and Bowbells. Part of this wraparound is a huge system. So far in the Harvey area, at the Endon 5300s, Madoc 5700s, Carrington 6200s, west to our west. And the big winter chicken dinner this morning in the north at the Peace Gardens, an inch 43 now. Also an inch 30 in Portal in northwestern North Dakota. Got our temperature at 52, east to northeast wind at 12, 96% humidity, dew point at 50, bare soil temp 4 inches down at 51.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
A news update. Fox News Radio is next, brought to you by Roberta Storm of State Farm Insurance and Warehouse Grocery. It's the Happy Mother's Day savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts from Golden Plump, $2.99 a pound. 16-ounce fresh strawberries, two packages for $4. Our family butter, one-pound package, selected varieties, $3.99. Boneless pork loin chops, $2.99 a pound. Boneless beef bottom sirloin steak, $6.39 a pound. Dole chop salad kits, three for only $10. Tombstone frozen pizzas, two for $8. Marie Callender's dinners or pot pies, two for $8 this week. And Hormel Black Label sliced bacon, 12 to 16 ounce package, $6.99. Don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken, four piece and eight piece, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. You just take it home and you got yourself a great hot meal from Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge. Check out their full flyer at HarveyWarehouse.com. HarveyWarehouse.com.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on.
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
Contact Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden at a Holocaust remembrance event in Washington condemns current anti-Semitism at pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses.
There is no place on any campus in America, any place in America, for anti-Semitism or hate speech or threats of violence of any kind.
He says too many people forget the horror of Hamas attacks in Israel that started the war in Gaza. Stormy Daniels testifies at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. She says she was paid to not talk about a one-night stand he says never happened.
Daniels identified photos of herself and the former president together and discussed how they met. She included a description of the former president's apartment and how he was in what she described as pajamas before asking him to change, them having dinner together, and his getting to know her.
Fox's Grinnell Scott says they talked about her being a contestant on his Apprentice TV show. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Your local legislators have served a combined 84 years in Bismarck. That's long enough to figure out how to pass the biggest budget in state's history, $19 billion. I'm Larry Danduren. Like you, my monthly bills are up, my property taxes are up, yet the state sits on tens of billions of dollars in funds. Let's give tax relief to offset the skyrocketing cost of living. Vote Carissa Grothy, Larry Danduren, and Jason Steidel on June 11th. Paid for by the candidates.
Integrity Auctioneers Spring Consignment Auction in Harvey, North Dakota is going to be Thursday, May 9th. There's four-wheel drive and loader tractors, planting, tillage, spraying, haying, and livestock equipment. Shop items start at 10 a.m. Items with online bidding start at noon. Bid now or be here in Harvey on Thursday, May 9th. Check it all out at www.integrity.bid.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
We are back, 1141. Program powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington, south of the overpass on US 281. We have Michael Coachman on the line, as we do every Tuesday, and going through some of the things, the gubernatorial race. Where did that word come from, gubernatorial? Who came up with that?
I don't know. I'm just going to say, be presumptuous as I might be, I'm going to just say I'm just going to be governor, so I ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Gubernatorial.
By the way. Yes. I'm not a career politician, so, but then never was Trump. So
yeah.
I'm okay with it. With that.
You but, come in, do your bit, and go away after it's over.
Yep. Mm-hmm. By the way, my for the people who are listening, my website was launched last night at
Coachman2024.com. Coachman2424.com.
Yep, Coachman2024.com.
Excellent.
And what's really neat is I'm going to be putting up a whole bunch of other events. We're planning on having a major event in Bismarck, hopefully next month. Right now, I am doing a weekly a call-in show where you can talk and ask questions on Thursday nights at 7, from 7 to 8.
All right.
This week, we're going to be talking about school bonds and stuff like that, since that's been a big issue across. But I'm going to be doing this not only up to the election, but even when I'm in office, I will be continue to have a weekly show and just talk with people. My desire is to go and have these shows in every county where people can be in the audience and we can just take it from there, which would be pretty good. But it's if you go to my website and look at where you can find out where the password is, a time, 7 o'clock Thursday, 7 to 8. And you can ask me questions, but we got Don Hollingsworth this week that's going on in Williston with the bonds, and I believe Charles Tuttle, and following week, because I know there's a lot going on, is Nicole Edgenberg will be on the following week discussing that, and we're just going to be talking about all the issues that I believe and stand on, from Second Amendment to oil to farmers and ranchers, Bill of Rights, every topic that that is out there. I'm not going to be afraid to touch on it. If I don't know it, I'll let you know. But most everything I'm going to be discussing. I'm not afraid. And like I said, I'm not a politician. I'm not going to give you a politician or a lawyer's answer. I'm going to talk to you straight, just like we're doing now, you know. And like I tell people, when we were at a couple of meet and greets in Jamestown, I said, I'm going to let you talk, because we have been to enough city council, county commissioner meetings, school board meetings, where they tell you, got 2 minutes, sir. Now sit down. And you haven't even finished conveying what you're trying to say. Not everybody can be articulate as far as what they want to do. So you give people opportunity and let them do it. I mean, we got an hour. You know, if I get two people to talk or three people, I will try to do the best. I know some people say, well, they're dragging it on. No, that is what the swamp is saying right now. You're dragging it on. No, give people an opportunity to talk. Let them speak their mind, because not everybody has an opportunity to speak. And not everybody come from the same cloth. And you got to respect them. You have to do that. And I think it's going to be a great show. We launched it last Thursday. Had a little couple bugs, but that's why we launched it, so we could find the little bugs. And as each week, we're going to just get I know I'm going to hate this for all it school teachers are going to hate this. It's just going to get gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that could be a bumper sticker. Coachman, gooder and gooder.
There you go.
Oh, our theme on our website is North Dakota, the heartbeat of the nation.
I like that.
All right.
We'll give you, think about it.
Yeah.
And we are. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we are.
You know, when I was a kid, it was always said that if back in the 70s when I was a kid, if North Dakota was a nation on its own, we'd be the, second or third most powerful because of our nuclear capabilities, when we produce our own food and energy and so on. And
we can still do that. We can still do that. And I'm excited that we will. not just talk about it, but actually live it. Your kids would say, you know what? And you could say to your grandkids, yeah, we talked about that. Now we're living it, kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hope. Give people hope.
Well, I have to say that the government that is in power, with quotes over that word power, under the tutelage
you know
of
what?
King Doug,
are not
like that.
I'm not worried about that because they're going to be going down. You got a drain sound, like...
A flushing sound?
Sadly, that's one I don't have here.
Huh. We'll have to get that.
Yeah, you're going to have to get that because, yeah, we're going to... The swamp's draining. So I believe that what Trump will do in D.C., I will do here in North Dakota.
You know, it's like we said all along, it's not even a swamp because you know, swamp is ecological. It's more a sewer because it's just pure waste and
you know
crap
what?
And
you,
junk.
You got a very good point
mm-hmm.
there. Because
mm-hmm.
Even in a swamp, you can get some nice fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in a sewer...
Yeah, you're not going to get... Yeah,
it no. really is a sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D.C.
Yeah.
and in many D.C., which is Bismarck, yeah.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people relate to the swamp. They understand when they say
yep.
drain the swamp. People know that. I
mm-hmm.
think that's a good attachment. I know we can always add the sewer, but when you say we're going to drain the swamp, I think everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Knows. Because that's been 8 years of... in the making.
Yes.
At least.
All of that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting times, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting times. And I am so blessed and honored. And like I said, I'm not going to downplay it. I really am honored to be on your show and to... to speak to your listeners,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are some great listeners. You got two great hosts, and I think you guys, the people who are listening to these two young men,
where?
Young men, where?
I'm you're ruining my.
I cut that. We ended that quickly, didn't we?
Yeah,
you
guys are. You guys got a young at heart. You are. You guys have a love for your people, your audience, for the state, and you got a lot of great people that follow you, and I appreciate them.
I agree that we have a lot of great people that listen to us. They don't listen to us because we're here. They listen to us because of what we talk about and what you talk about.
Right.
And then and the same thing for you. You're standing up and doing something that a lot of people in North Dakota would not do, and that's to take the time and run for the gubernatorial race. Notice how I work that word in there, gubernatorial. but it's true. There are people that won't do that. They'll sit and watch you do it. They may even help, but they won't do it themselves. It takes somebody with an understanding of what's actually going on to be able to talk about those things.
There's like you have your men in combat to fight you're mm-hmm. fighting people.
Right.
Okay, which is really your smallest percentage when you look at an army. It's your people, that's your backstab.
Logistics.
And then you got people who manufacture. You got your logistics. There's a lot to just the for that person to stand up and fight. Again, with that being said, please go to coachman2024.com and help with the fight.
This
is not just for me. This is for us. It's for we the people.
There you go. Very much so. All right. Well, Michael Coachman,
yes,
we appreciate your time. And just looking at the message, you will be absent from here on the 14th.
Next Tuesday, in the next 2 weeks, I fly to San Antonio, and then I'm flying back, and they're both morning flights.
And boy, will your arms be tired when you're done.
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah.
Oh, you ever seen my arms?
All right. We got to run, man. Take care, my friend. Talk to you next time.
All right, bye. Have a good week.
Care. Bye. Michael Coachman.